huge expose jointly published by ProPublica and the New York Times. Six prominent journalists have collaborated to reveal the extent of AT&T cooperation with the National Security Agency over many years. Jeff Larson is one of those journalists, and he joins us now. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Hey, nice to meet you, Mike.
Nice to meet you as well. Now, didn't all the major telecoms work with the NSA? What's so special about AT&T's NSA relationship?
So what we see in AT&T's relationship with the NSA is we see an extremely collaborative partnership. There are, you know, laws on the books. There are certain warrants and executive orders that telecoms do have to comply with, all the way down to from local police departments to the DEA to national security orders. But what we see in this relationship is we see an extremely close, highly collaborative relationship where sometimes even in the case of spying on the UN, AT&T engineers helped the NSA decode the data coming in from those pipes.
So at the very end of this piece, AT&T's comment is, "We do not voluntarily provide information to any investigating authorities other than if a person's life is in danger and time is of the essence." Do you think that AT&T stopped doing this a while ago, or what is the status of AT&T's relationship with the NSA?
It's hard to tell because the documents that we have come from, the newest document is 2013, right? So since then, we've seen the Snowden upheavals. We've seen Verizon, who is part of a NSA program called Stormbrew, actually tried to sue, challenge the thing in court. We've also seen the USA Freedom Act pass. We've seen there was a presidential directive where Obama said that foreigners have rights too. So it's unclear whether or not the program's exactly the same as it was in 2013. But in 2013, I think that comment by AT&T is a little bit strange because we do see this in we see AT&T engineers tasking selectors. We also see the fact that they hand over transit data. And as far as I can tell, there is a transit authority at NSA. So transit means communications transiting the United States. So going from maybe Germany to the United States to, Africa or something like that. Those communications aren't covered under American law, right? Because they're foreigners. So I think that there is, what we see in the documents is we see this highly collaborative relationship, and we also see the fact that they refer to it as a partnership, right? So it seems above and beyond and at odds with what AT&T told us.
Now, you wrote that AT&T shared literally billions of emails with the NSA and shared literally hundreds of billions of chunks of metadata with the NSA. What is the legal authority under which they did that? Is this somewhere in the terms of service that customers sign somewhere? Or what gave them the right to hand all this over?
So there are, like I mentioned one already, which is the transit authority, which was some sort of opinion that we don't have the text of. So I don't really know much about it. But there are two other types of orders. There's FISA Amendments Act orders, and there are FISA orders. And one has to do with foreign emails or communications. That means someone is communicating outside of the United States to inside of the United States. In that case, the NSA just needs reasonable, articulable suspicion of foreign intelligence value. So that allows them to scoop up a whole bunch of communications. The other type is purely domestic, right? So we're seeing in the business records orders, so Verizon handing over all metadata phone calls, and AT&T, what's new in this report is in the past, the government had said that those business record orders were about only landline phone calls or largely landline phone calls. What we see here is we see billions of cell phone records being sent over, and that's entirely new, right? So that's a large portion of the cell phone calls made in the United States. Now, it's just metadata. It's who calls who. But as we've seen again and again and again, metadata is identifiable.
So, Jeff, one of the things that's so alluring about a story like this, in this piece, you have written that NSA doesn't identify AT&T by name. There are a lot of clues that point directly to AT&T. There's also a code name for this program, Fairview. Can you tell us a little bit more about what Fairview is?
Yeah. Fairview covers the partnership. So it's a code name for the partnership. They also have Fairview engineers at NSA, which in theory, I think, are the ones, you know, for example, that worked on the UN spying operation. Fairview engineers, they're the ones that deal with the interconnect between AT&T systems and NSA systems. It was a long haul trying to prove that Fairview was AT&T definitively, which is why I think it's taken other folks, you know, they haven't done it in 2 years. We started in February to do this. What we found is we found a bunch of internal AT&T jargon. We also went back to FCC records about cable landing stations, so the transoceanic cables that go underneath the United States to bring internet traffic into the United States. We also had several former intelligence officials confirm to us that Fairview was AT&T. As a sort of a cherry on top, we were able to confirm that another special source operations program, special source operations is the division within the NSA, Stormbrew included Verizon. You know, my favorite piece of evidence about how we were able to prove Fairview had to deal with the Japanese earthquake. So the earthquake knocked out cable offline, and we were able to call up NTT Communications in Japan and confirm that that cable came back online when the NSA said they resumed collection.
Unbelievable. Well, we're just scratching the surface here, folks. You want to read the whole piece at ProPublica.org. It's already also published in the New York Times and on the New York Times website, but it's much easier to find at ProPublica.org. Jeff Larson is, of course, at ProPublica.org and on Twitter at TheJeffLarson. Thank you so much, TheJeffLarson. Appreciate you coming on the show today. All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.